Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Darts Podcast. We move on to round two in the World Grand Prix in Dublin. And joining me on the line once again is commentator John Gwynn. How are you, John?
I'm very well, thank you, Mark. Yes, very well indeed.
Good. Usual drama from the World Grand Prix with a double start format. Have you enjoyed the first round?
Yes, there have been some terrific games, haven't there? And the usual drama that you get in this competition added, in a way, to the normal events by the fact that you've got this double start. I mean, let's just take Richie Burnett in his deciding leg, where he took seven or eight darts to get off. You'd have expected him to be so far behind, but then he put in a 100, 140, 180, checked out 121 on the bull, and won an incredible match with Simon Whitlock. And that only adds to the drama when you take so long to get that starting double but still produce the goods.
Yeah, it makes for exciting watching. And we've got eight more matches to come in the second round, four of them on Wednesday evening and four of them on Thursday. John's going to take us through his thoughts in those. We're also going to revisit the outright betting as well, see if John's opinion's changed in any way there. So let's get stuck into the action on Wednesday evening. We kick off at 10 past 7 with Adrian Lewis against Kevin Painter. Adrian Lewis is 1-4, Kevin Painter 3-1. Adrian Lewis survived quite a scare, didn't he, in the first round against Daryl Gurney when he looked pretty much out, but Gurney missed his double and Adrian Lewis stayed in the competition. At 1-4, John, is it a bit skinny on him here?
I think it is, given the double start. Painter, I thought, was excellent in his first round victory, and I really expected Andy Hamilton to beat Kevin Painter, but Kevin's got a decent record in this tournament, notably when he beat Phil Taylor on his debut, 13 years ago now. Seems incredibly quickly the time that's passed since then. I therefore think that Painter's quite capable of making Adrian Lewis sweat. But having said that, you know, Lewis, we all know, mercurial though he is, when he really puts it together, is difficult for anybody to live with. And therefore, that's why you have to side with him. I do think 1-4 is a bit stingy. Personally, I would have thought 1-3, 2-5, 4-11, sort of round there. But with Lewis is 1-4, it means you get the benefit of the odds against Painter. So people who do fancy Painter will get better value perhaps than they might have expected. I've got to go with Lewis personally, now that especially as it's best of five sets rather than best of three. Less likelihood of shocks. That first round is always a dodgy one for the top players. And I think that Lewis will win this, and I think he'll win it by a couple of sets. I'll take him to win it 3-1.
Okay, Lewis to win 3-1 then in the betting, currently priced up at 9-4. Moving on to the second match on Wednesday evening, it's James Wade against Robert Thornton. James Wade is 8-15, Robert Thornton 6-4. James Wade, obviously a two-time champion, very good at his doubles in this competition. He takes on Robert Thornton, who he was a bit short of practice going into this tournament, John, but he did all right in the first round. What do you make of this match?
Yes, he beat a very informed Justin Pipe. You know, Pipe won an event in Dublin over the weekend prior to the Grand Prix. So he would have gone into the competition with added confidence, renewed self-belief. But Thornton, I didn't see the game, but I read reports, really played very, very well at times, at his best. And whilst he lacked total consistency through the match, he did enough to win it with something in hand. And Robert Thornton, of course, is now a recognised star. He's been in the Premier League for a couple of years, and everybody knows that he has a fantastic game. But so too does James Wade, and Wade's playing beautiful darts at the moment. I expressed this in my preview the other day, prior to the event, and I'm a great believer that the informed player who is higher in the ranking has to lose it rather than the other fellow win it. I think that Wade will win this, and I'm going to take him to win it by 3-1 again.
Okay, 3-1 in favour of James Wade. That's 11-4. Phil Taylor is next up on the hockey. He takes on Andrew Gilding. Phil Taylor is 1-12. Andrew Gilding is 13-2. And he's one of the few players that doesn't have a losing record against Phil Taylor in terms of head-to-heads. It's 1-1, although they have only met twice. But can Gilding raise his game here to trouble Taylor?
Well, he'll have to. I think Phil Taylor might be somewhat relieved that Gilding is the man he's playing rather than Darren Webster, whom Gilding beat in the first round, because in the Players' Championship on Saturday, the first of two Players' Championships at that venue at the City West, not on the stage but on the floor, Webster actually beat Taylor 6-0. Now, that's incredible, isn't it? And it was, what was even more incredible was that there was a likelihood that Taylor might meet Webster in the second round. However, Gilding won deservedly, and is the man to face the power. But no, I think it's going to be their third meeting will go to Taylor, and he'll be 2-1 ahead, and he'll be in the last eight. So I'm taking Phil Taylor to beat Andrew Gilding. He'll be as determined as he possibly can. He'll put up a good show, but I think Taylor will beat him. I can't see Gilding winning a set. 3-0 for me.
Okay, 3-0 to Taylor. 4-6 on the correct score betting. And Gary Anderson finishes off the first evening against Michael Mansell. Gary Anderson is 1-6. Michael Mansell is 4-1. Gary Anderson produced arguably the performance of the first round. He averaged 98.5, beating Brendan Dolan 2-0. He takes on Michael Mansell, who beat Ian White. So this could be an interesting finale to the night.
Yeah, good performance that by Mansell to beat Ian White. If you remember, I tipped Ian White. I thought he was going to be too good for him, but the Irishman, and he's from the Dublin area, will certainly be not lacking in support. But that was true of Brendan Dolan, who comes from just over the border in Northern Ireland, and Anderson was very cool. He has been for some time, and Gary Anderson is a different player now to the one of 6 or 10 months ago. He's got his confidence back, and he is a player who thrives on confidence more than most, and it's a necessity for him. I would say that there'll be a lot of atmosphere. It's nice to see a game without an Englishman in. It's the only one of the night, and I would take the Scotsman to actually beat the lad from the Republic of Ireland by 3-1.
Okay, 3-1 then in favour of Gary Anderson. That's 21-10 on the correct score betting. Moving on to Thursday evening, and we start the night with Peter Wright against Stephen Bunting. Peter Wright is 10-11. Stephen Bunting also 10-11. We can't split them in the betting, John. Can you?
No, and it's very difficult to determine which way this is going to go. Both players were in fine form in their first round games. Peter Wright especially, in beating Jamie Caven. That was a terrific game. I think I'm right in saying that 6 of the 8 games in the second round on Tuesday night, Tuesday night, went the distance, i.e. all 3 sets. This is one that could go all 5 sets. It's certainly going to be a long night of darts, I think, because when I look at all the games, there's an element of uncertainty about the outcome and close games. So I'm going to take Bunting to just about make it 3-2, but my advice to punters is back 3-2 either way. At least if it does go 2 apiece, you know your quid's in. But Bunting I'll side with.
Okay, siding with Bunting then. Peter Wright is 4-1 to beat Bunting 3-2, and Stephen Bunting is 4-1 to beat Peter Wright 3-2. So maybe have a play around with those. Richie Burnett against Terry Jenkins is the second match on Thursday evening. Richie Burnett is 11-8. Terry Jenkins is 4-7. What do you make of this one, John?
Again, another very close one, because Richie Burnett is now throwing the kind of darts that won him a world title back in 1995 at the Frimley Green. Beat Barney on that occasion. And people were recognising Richie Burnett then as a top player. He's been in and out of the game three or four times since then, but his re-emergence over the last 12 to 18 months has been phenomenal, and he's back again as the number one player from South Wales, probably the number one Welsh player, given Mark Webster isn't playing at his very best at the moment. And this is a really, really tough one to call, because Terry Jenkins took care of Kim Huybrechts quite comfortably. I wasn't over keen on the reaction of the crowd with regard to Kim Huybrechts. I do believe that some criticism could be levelled at the way in which the crowd got at Huybrechts. But Jenkins had to do the job. He did the job and he's through. It's too close to call in one sense, but I'm going to go with Jenkins. I do believe that he just has that little bit of added quality to Burnett, but Burnett is a scrapper, he's a fighter, he used to be an amateur boxer once upon a time. Don't expect him to lie down, but expect Jenkins just to squeeze through by 3-2.
Okay, Jenkins to squeeze through, 3-2 is 7-2 on the match betting there. On to the third match on Thursday evening, and it's Michael van Gerwen against Dean Winstanley. Michael van Gerwen made light work of compatriot Vincent van der Voort. He beat him in straights. Dean Winstanley got the better of Michael Smith, beating him 2-1. Michael van Gerwen 1-7. Dean Winstanley is 9-2. Can you see past MVG?
No, I can't. But having said that, congratulations to Winstanley on that victory over Michael Smith. Michael Smith recently beat Michael van Gerwen comfortably in a Pro Tour event. And Dean Winstanley is one of the most infectious players on the circuit. And I say that because his enthusiasm is so unbounded. He wears his enthusiasm on his sleeve. That's a positive. And he gets really, really involved in a game. I love to watch Dean Winstanley play because he loves the game. He loves the other characters in the game, those characters around him. He loves the crowd. He just epitomises to me what the sport is all about. And he's a darn good player as well. So I can't give higher praise to Dean Winstanley than that. But he is up against a giant of the game in the sense of his status and his undoubted ability. Got to take Michael van Gerwen to win it. I'll take Winstanley to win a set because I think his pluckiness, his determination, his drive, his ambition, I think they'll carry him through to a set. If he gets the first set of the match, it's very much game on. But I think over five sets, van Gerwen's got the extra quality. They call it class, don't they? 3-1 to van Gerwen.
3-1 to van Gerwen, then his class to show there in that match is 21-10 on the correct score betting. And we move on to the final match of the second round. Raymond van Barneveld takes on Mervyn King. Barney is 8-15, King is 6-4. Barney and King both had to battle to get through to this round. John, which one comes out on top here?
King is throwing magnificently again, and he's upwardly mobile. Barney has been downwardly mobile for some time, which is why I've got to say I was quite surprised that he did Chisnall in that opener. But did him, he did, and fair credit, all credit to Barney. He's got to start climbing back into the top 10, top 8, if he possibly can, by winning or finishing in the final of this event and picking up in very much needed merit, order of merit pounds, or should I say euro, since we're in Dublin. But Mervyn King is throwing magnificently, and I don't think anybody at all begrudged him his victory in the first round over a very disappointing and disillusioned, I think, Wes Newton. But if Newton has anything to go by in terms of resurrecting his career, then he should look at Mervyn King, who was himself almost down in the dumps not so long back. Elbow injury, dropping down the rankings, not being able to perform to his best, but now he's got it all back, and he's dangerous. It's an old-fashioned BDO match, this, Barneveld versus King. They fought many a battle in the old days when before they moved to the PDC, and it'd be nice to see a renewal in Dublin. I don't know which one will win, to be honest. So let's go with Barney to Pip King by 3-2.
Pip Barney to win by 3-2 is 7-2 in what could be a very entertaining finale in the second round. Just while we've got you on the line, John, revisiting the outright market, Phil Taylor is now 7-4, Michael Van Gerwen 5-2, Gary Anderson 7-1, Adrian Lewis 10s, James Wade 14s, 16s for Barney, 20s for Peter Wright and Stephen Bunting, and then 33-1 or bigger prices the rest. How do you see it at the moment, John?
Well, Taylor, I still think, is the man they've got to beat on this double start. He's proved over the years, and he's still the man for Dublin for me. I think I tipped him originally. What price was he? 9-4?
I think so, yes.
Yes. I'll stick with that. My outside bets, I think I tipped... I certainly avoided Lewis, didn't I? I might regret that, but... I'm not sure. I still think Anderson's got a good chance, a very good chance, but he's in the same half as Taylor, so that I have to be wary of. I do believe in the bottom half, apart from Van Gerwen, I do believe that there's a danger lying in the winner of the Wright Bunting game. I think the winner of that has a chance of going all the way.
Okay, well, they're both 20-1, so it makes sense to take the odds on them before they shorten. Gary Anderson is still 7-1, and Taylor 7-4. So, a few ways to play that there. And John, just if betting's not an issue here, who wins it for you?
Taylor,
yeah. Okay, good stuff, John. Thank you very much. Good luck with your selections, and we'll look forward to speaking to you again ahead of the quarterfinals.
Indeed, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.